Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
We're excited to welcome to the show now, Chops. You guys know him from it, formerly Twitter Spaces, now X Spaces. Man, we appreciate you being here with us, sitting down, talking some Browns football.
Of course. What's up, fellas? How we doing? We're almost there. It's football is in the air.
Yeah, I can't. It's like right around the corner. It's cool to finally meet you, by the way. I obviously see you guys on social media, so to sit down with you, this is really cool. I just want to talk a little bit about the Browns season.
Yep.
Well, what are you most looking forward to this season? Do you think it's like a little bit of the retooled defense? Do you think the Ken Dorsey, what do you think of Ken Dorsey? What do you think he's going to do the offense? Just what's your outlook?
Yeah, I think to me, it's like the new offense with Ken Dorsey, you know, just kind of based on what I've heard. It's like really playing into what Deshaun does well. You know, it's going back to, okay, that open spread QB kind of, all right, it's laid out. Here's what I want to do. Here's my options, and kind of go. A little bit more freedom, I would say. And that, like, there's no – Kevin Stefanski is a great offensive play caller, great offensive mind. The blending of his system with Ken Dorsey's system. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the knock on Ken Dorsey when he was in Buffalo, he couldn't run the ball.
Right.
You know? And that was a big problem. Kevin Stefanski is one of the best minds of the running game in football. So you're blending together a very good spread quarterback pass offense with Kevin Stefanski's run initiatives. And to me, that's super exciting, especially when you have like a talent like Deshaun Watson. Nick Chubb will be back eventually. You have Jerry Jeudy added to the mix, who is a guy that's a yak receiver. The Browns have never had, at least in this iteration of them, a receiver where you get them the ball and he runs after the catch.
Yes.
and is elusive. That is Jerry Jeudy, you know? So to me, that's the most exciting thing, how this offense comes together under Dorsey and they kind of, you know, make that work. But, you know, I just love football. You know, like it's here, Greenbrier next week. Like, I love that we're back in it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Up here at a high school football event, I love high school football, especially here in Ohio. It's big time.
Yep.
A couple things you mentioned. Do you think Ken Dorsey calls plays this year, or do you think Kevin holds on to that?
I think it will be Dorsey, but again, it's so collaborative. And like anytime you hear the Browns talk, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, Dorsey, whoever, Deshaun, it's all about collaboration, you know? So I don't think it's as like cut and dry as like, oh, I'm calling plays. I think it's going to be so collaborative. Like Andy Dickerson's going to have a say in what's going on, you know?
Yes.
Deuce Staley's going to be in the mix. It's going to be so like that. And in my thing, yeah, Kevin's a great play caller. Kevin, even more than that, the people don't realize, is a great schemer of the offense in the leading up. Like, in the week leading up, that's where Kevin really shines in coming up with, like, all right, how can we expose these defenses? So, like, as long as Kevin's involved in that, I'm good. And there's no indication that he would never be taken out of that. So, even if it is Dorsey calling plays, I don't think it's as big of a deal as kind of I know, like, fans and media, like, we love to talk about that, but I really think it's, like, a little overblown about who actually is telling Deshaun what the play is. You
I
know?
Think it's fans just kind of...
We need something. To talk about.
We're Browns fans, so we just panic mode all the time.
That's true. Panic mode all the time. I don't know how many people I had, like, say, after the Brandon Ayuk news broke yesterday, we got to trade for Brandon Ayuk. I was like, God, no, we don't need to trade for Brandon Ayuk. Like everybody just calm down.
Yes.
But it's like, you're right. We need something to talk about all the time. There's not going to be really many training camp battles because this team is so deep.
Yeah.
You know, like, you look at it, maybe the fourth, fifth defensive tackle spot.
I think the roster stuff gets interesting when you get up to, like, the cut points and stuff like that.
Exactly. But it's not like – this isn't the 2017 Browns where we have a QB competition between Cody Kessler. And, you know, so it's like, right. It's like we have to find things to talk about. And obviously the play caller one is going to be number one on that list. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned Nick Chubb being back sometime this year. Did you see the workout video?
I did. I mean, my thought in everything I've heard about Nick Chubb is they're going to give him time – to get back. Then you see that video and you're like, this dude isn't human. Like, what is this? He just had, like, his whole... I was at the Pittsburgh game, never going back to Pittsburgh, by the way. I will never step foot in that city again. His whole knee, two knee surgeries, and he's squatting, what, 500 pounds?
Yeah. With that loose bar, too. It's...
I would just caution fans, you know, we see the videos, we see all that, still give him time.
Yeah.
Like, don't put a week one expectation on it. I would be pretty surprised if he's playing week one. Let him work his way back. And I think that's good for the Browns. Not having to rush Nick Chubb back is having him fresh for later in the season is going to be more important to me than getting him early in the season.
Agreed. Yep.
So while we're kind of waiting for him to get back and then working him in the running back room, what are your thoughts? We had Aiden Robbins on, and we really like that guy. He's a big guy.
Yep.
But obviously, Jerome Ford coming off a season in which he was maybe efficiency wasn't crazy high through the roof, but statistically, he was productive.
Yep.
And then we go get a guy like Devontae Foreman. How do you see the running back room shaking out behind Nick Chubb?
I think, to me, I understand why it's a question mark. And again, it goes back to the Dorsey thing. Dorsey teams in the past, the running game's been a little bit of a question mark. So I understand that. To me, if you go back and watch Jerome Ford last season, when Watson was playing and they ran out of the shotgun a lot with Jerome Ford, he was very successful. It was when Jerome Ford, it comes from that's how he likes to run. That's how he does it. So going to that shotgun system more with Jerome Ford, I think can be very successful. I love Foreman, played with Deshaun in Houston before. He's a back where if you go watch him last year in Chicago, I think can give you more than Kareem Hunt gave you last season. Kareem Hunt gave you a lot last season. You know, I think Nyheim Hines, everything I've heard, he's going to be full go training camp day one, which is big. He's going to be a receiving back out of the backfield. I think he's going to be productive in a lot of motion, a lot of jet sweep type stuff. Robbins, I think I've heard good things about. Probably maybe like a practice squad, but he's going to get opportunities. John Kelly is still in the Browns, longest tenured Brown, I think.
Yep.
I'm hopeful about the running back room. I think that they can do more than enough until Chubb kind of – and let him ease back in.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think we added a lot of depth back there.
Yep.
You mentioned Nyheim Hines. I kind of think of him in a kick returner role also.
Yep. Yes. Oh, yeah.
What do you think of the new return role? How do you think it's – a way I looked at it when it was first announced was it not only does it affect strategy in-game, it almost affects roster building because you might have had a guy who was a fringe player, but if you think he's going to be an absolute threat in the kick return game, now you might be forced to make a decision where this guy never had a chance to make it, but if you think he's going to be a threat back there, now maybe he's working his way into the conversation.
And even more than that, I think it affects the roster in a number of ways. James Prochet, if it wasn't for this new kick return system, maybe wouldn't make the roster, but he's probably going to be your sixth wide receiver because by the rule of the new kick return, you have to have two guys back to return. Yep. So James Prochet is probably that other guy, but then you look at it on both sides. They drafted Nathaniel Watson, I think, specifically for the new kick return. He's a big linebacker. He is like built for this new kick return system. I think you could see how it impacts how many linebackers they keep on the team. Maybe they keep less corners because the whole point of the last kick return was you had the gunners, you know, speed to get down there. That's not really the game anymore. It's like more like blocking and tackling. So you might need some bigger guys. But yeah, I think Nyheim Hines is going to be an absolute weapon back there. I'm curious to see if it gets too chaotic and coaches just say, you know what, kick it out of the end zone, start at the 30. Because it's, I think week one, we're going to see minimum like 3 touchdowns on the new kick return.
Yeah.
Because it's good. No one's going to know what to do. You're going to have some trick plays going on. And I think coaches will be like, you know what? Screw it. Kick it out. 30-yard line.
I think you said, like, how you were talking about the blocking and all that stuff. Like, literally, you set a good block up and a guy makes a move and he could be gone now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, literally to the house.
Exactly. It's a completely different play.
Yeah.
And I think in the preseason, that's where we're going to see it. Like, Bubba's already said it. I'm using that preseason. I'm going to show way more than I would. Because, one, no one's done it before. You have to do it in these preseason games. You have to – like, actually run it. So it's going to be fascinating to see. But I do wonder if we get to that point where coach is like, no, it's too much of a variable. Mm-hmm. I don't want it. We're not losing a game because of special teams, basically, you know?
Do you think there's – I've heard whisperings, and I don't know if it's true or not.
I love whisperings.
that the Chiefs had considered
– Justin Reed.
You know, other people kicking off because they don't want to get their kicker hurt. Do you think that the Browns do something like that?
I don't even know if it's they don't want to get their kicker hurt. They want another weapon to run down there and tackle. Bubba was asked about that at minicamp, and he was very clear. The kickoff is going to be kind of an art with this because it's almost like a chip shot in golf.
Yep.
You're 70 yards out. You want to be able to hit like a dart, like very precise. He believes Dustin Hopkins has the ability to precisely kick the ball because it's going to be, hey, if you can like kind of, it's almost like the coffin quarter punt coming back. So I think the Browns won't go that way. I don't even believe the Chiefs are going to do that. I think Andy Reid.
Just putting it out.
A little gamemanship, you know, like trying to throw it off. But I think the Browns are going to go, Dustin Hopkins, let him do it. You know, more of a precise precision type plan there.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog pack, the summer's in full swing, and you guys know what that means. Omaha Steaks annual hotter than fire sale. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and for a limited time, you guys can get big savings on great packages from Omaha Steaks for just $99. Plus, you guys can get an extra $10 off that order with promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. So these packages with that promo code are essentially $89. From exquisite steaks to legendary burgers, the premium pork, the air-chilled chicken, the meatballs, the chicken wings, the appetizers, the ready-to-eat meals, the wine, everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, head over there today, check it out. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale to get these exclusive savings on the mouthwatering packages that start at just $99. Plus, use that code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for an extra $10 off your order. But hurry, because this sale is only available for a limited time. Summer always flies by, and this deal is going to fly by, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go shop today, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS at checkout for an extra $10 off your order.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I wanted to switch to the other side of the ball a little bit real quick. Obviously, the Browns' defense last year, amazing.
Yep.
Okay, but there was clearly a huge contrast between the way they played at home versus the way they play on the road.
Yeah.
How do you think there's any reason why, in terms of other than just his different play on the road, and how do you think they correct it heading into this year?
You ask people, and like everybody kind of gives you the same answer. Is the company line is basically, we just have to be better on the road. You know, it wasn't any rhyme or reason that it was different. I think what it is one, Browns fans are the best fans in the world. So playing in front of them, that energy that the crowd is giving you, it matters. Like anybody who tells you that doesn't matter is lying. It matters. Two, I think it's just, I think they, like you look at the games where they really gave up stuff on the road, like going into the Indy game, they were coming off the San Francisco game, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. They were at the top of their world. They were like, we're unbeatable. I think they took Indy a little light. They were like, it's Gardner Minshew. We're fine. I don't think they were prepared. Indy also runs a lot of misdirection, which to Jim Schwartz's defenses is the one that we saw in the Houston playoff game.
Yeah.
Yep. Bobby Sloak ran that perfectly. So I think it's more of like, it's less of a road thing, and I think more of it's like specific type. Just they ran some bad matchups. In the Houston playoff game, they picked a bad day to have a bad day. That's right. You know, I think that it was more about the situation that was at hand, and it was. I don't think they're incapable of playing on the road, to say it, you know, a long way to say that. And I think you're going to see them play better on the road because I think they're going to be able to, you know, it's going to be on their mind more. But that's not going to, like, with this defense at home, and you look at the schedule, everybody talks about the schedule, how hard it is. They have one of the toughest road schedules in the NFL. Or no, they have one of the toughest home schedules in the NFL, which is what you want.
Yeah.
You want those good teams. You want Mahomes. You want Dallas, coming to Cleveland, where we have a clear advantage with the crowd. Yeah, you're going to have some road. You're going to New Orleans. That's going to be tough. It's going to be loud. Derek Carr. You're going to Pittsburgh, obviously, Cincinnati. You know, so it's like you got to deal with that. But I think there's some advantages to the schedule where it lines up this season.
All right, so a couple more things before we get you out of here. Don't want to take up your whole day.
Yep.
A lot of talk in the offseason about staying downtown, Brook Park Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts? And which way do you think they're going
to
go?
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that they end up in Brook Park. I think, you know, Jimmy's going to get what he wants, and I think I see both ways. I live downtown. I love being able to walk to the games. It's great. The Browns need a stadium upgrade. Yeah. You know, it's just it is much like I love the Muni lot. I mean, we're going to do a live pod down in the Muni lot. We won, like I love it. But like, you go to other cities and you see how these stadiums are set up, and it's just like the Browns could have that in Brook Park. Yep. And it's not. There's so many bad faith arguments about it. They're like, oh, you're moving the Browns out of Cleveland. You're moving the Browns 10 minutes away by the airport, okay? People are acting like bringing in the Art Modell law. And you know what it is? It's just people want to get their name in the paper and headlines and that kind of stuff. To me, I think it's going to end up there. I think the city of Cleveland is trying to make it seem like they did all they could to keep them. And eventually, and no one wants to be the bad guy in this situation, you know? But I think if you poll Browns fans, I don't know. I mean, you guys talk to Browns fans all the time, too. I think most people are cool with the Brook Park move. I don't think. Yeah.
I know we are.
Yeah. Obviously, if it stayed downtown, but like, what would a renovation to the new state? If you're not putting a dome on it, then like, what? I mean, obviously, it needs to be renovated, but what are you really doing enough to make it worth the not getting the dome, you know?
We're just stuck on this is downtown. It's the lakefront. It's just that, I guess, the charisma of that idea.
I think, too, if the Browns in Cleveland, they work together, if they move to Brook Park, like you said, it's 10 minutes. People can still go to downtown Cleveland game day, set up some trams, set up some, to take people back and forth. No, I completely agree. We have a guy in our dog pack in our Discord who is he works construction and stuff like that in Cleveland. He worked on the new Sherwin Williams building. Mm-hmm. And he has a little bit of inside information in terms of like the structural integrity of the Brown Stadium. I'm not saying it's falling apart, so don't go run away and say
it's going to collapse.
Yes, but he's saying what you don't see from just walking around, like in terms of if you know what you're looking at, they need an upgrade. Like no, they definitely
we
need
We saw it in the, in I think a preseason game last year where it was, remember the one where it was raining really bad and there's water falling everywhere. Yeah. Like, I mean, it needs an upgrade. And it's like, to me, it's not like if you're going to spend that much money, just go all the way.
Yeah.
Go all the way, build a new one. Like you said, if you look at the plans, Jimmy wants to build hotels, a whole like community around the thing. It's close to the airport. all right, build up the RTA, mm-hmm. which already goes to the airport, and have it go to the stadium. Like, let's get creative with it. If they just end up renovating it, just to me would feel like they didn't go all the way in like they could, you know?
Mm-hmm. Feels like a half measure to
me. Yeah, for sure.
And then, so last thing I want to talk about, mm-hmm. we got Coach Stefanski coming off his second Coach of the Year award. Yep. I think AB is regarded as one of the, not just the best, one of the best young GMs, but just one of the best GMs in general in the NFL, especially in terms of how he navigates the salary cap and all that.
Yep.
So what do you say to Browns fans who still think the sky is falling? This is
there Browns fans who think this guy's
awesome? If you look, yes, like it is all corners of the internet. Like anytime you post about Stefanski, he's the reason didn't go undefeated the last 4 years. And I'm just like, how do we get people to see that we have turned? I'm not saying we're all the way around the corner, but we have turned. We're not a laughing stock. We're not the Bears. You know, there's teams way worse off than the Browns are the last 4 years.
I don't think. And look, I'm a Browns fan. I love Browns fans. This is not a critique of Browns fans. Mm-hmm. I don't think Browns fans know how to have a good team yet. This is how we talked about with the training camp stuff. Yes. We're so conditioned to have drama and bad, like all the like QB controversy, all this stuff. We don't know how to just have a normal, well-run, organized franchise, which is what we have. If you assume that is what the Browns are right now. Mm-hmm. They are a normal, well-run NFL franchise who made the playoffs last year despite a wrath of injuries and now are getting everybody back this year and had, again, did they have a sexy offseason? I think no, because Andrew Berry, all he had to do, he brought back the whole defense. It was one of the best seasons in the NFL. He went and saw a need at wide receiver, that again, a position player that they didn't have, went out and got it and filled some other holes. I would just – look, everybody's going to fan how they want to fan. I would just say if you take a step back and you look around the NFL, the Browns are one of the more well-run organizations in football, right? And just even to say that, look where we were – 8 years ago.
Yeah.
They won one game in two seasons, and now here we are. So it's just like, it's going to be a special season. I would just tell people, enjoy the ride. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. Week one last year, I was sitting by my man Shep here. We went like 3-and-out on the first drive, and people were calling for DTR behind me. I was like, support your fucking quarterback. Yeah. Like, watch other games. It's like, watch other NFL games. Yes. You're going to see, and I get it. We're so close to it. We care so much. The passion is there. I love that. Keep that forever, but just like try and kind of zoom out a little bit sometimes, you know, because I can guarantee you the sky is not falling. They're so set up for success this year. I think it's going to be a very special year, and I can't wait.
Yeah, man. There's times I come out of a Browns game, I'm watching at home, and I'm on X, mm-hmm. and by the end of the game, I've been defending our guys so hard. It's like I'm crawling out of the trenches. I'm bloodied, bruised up, and I'm like, God, can we just enjoy that we won?
Yeah.
What the hell am I talking about?
My mentions are muted a lot of the time. I'm gonna give a little secret to the Badasses, but yeah, it's in one way that's so good because that just shows the passion the Browns fans have, you know? And again, we're just not, they got to see it, you know, and we have seen it, but like, all right, now is the time to take that next step. It's win some playoff games and let's kind of really make our mark on the season. So I can't wait. I think it's going to be a special year starting next week, you know, heading out to West Virginia for the Greenbrier training camp. You guys talked to DeWatt already. I mean, he's so locked in. Like, even more, just having been around in the past couple of years, I've never seen him as dedicated and, like, focused on what he has to do right here. And also, and I don't want to talk for him, but, like, relieved. Like, he just seems very much mm-hmm. so comfortable.
Yes.
And I think that Dorsey, Stefanski, Barry have done such a great job of making him that comfortable that he's ready to play ball. That's it. And, you know, ready to really put on for the city.
Man, well, we appreciate you sitting down. I could sit here and talk Browns football with you for probably 10 hours.
Football for 24 hours.
Yes, but we won't take up your whole day. We appreciate you sitting down. I'm sure everybody knows, but for it, in case there's somebody, how do they find you online?
Yeah, what's my pchops_ on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Check out the Lockerverse app. We'll be doing live streams from training camp. I'm going to be like live stream training camp updates every day from the Lockerverse app out at Greenbrier. So that's going to be a great time. I appreciate you guys. I just want to give you guys your flowers.
Yeah, thank you.
I see your guys' podcast on Twitter all the time. I think you guys have great conversations, very real conversations about the Browns that a lot of people. Some people don't want to admit that this team is good and fun and Deshaun's a good quarterback, so I appreciate you guys for saying it.
No, we appreciate you sitting down. We appreciate everything you do for the Browns. It was nice to finally meet you, and I can't wait to get this season going.
Yep, let's do it, boys.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com. This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.